Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Alafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome to Oracle's Readings by Omienka 7. I'm so glad you could join me today. Thank you so very much for coming on to our show. And for those of you who are out in the audience, who are in the chat room, I want to welcome you. And I would like to also say that we are acknowledging the seven principles of Kwanzaa. So far, we've had December the 26th. Immediately right after Christmas Day is, Ujamaa, and that is unity, and that we've already celebrated. You should have already celebrated that, to strive and maintain unity in the family, community, in the nation, and abroad. And December the 27th, Kujichajalia, self-determination to create and to name your heroes for yourself. December 28, Ujima, and that's collective work and responsibility to build and maintain the communities at large. And December the 29th, which is today, Ujima, cooperative economic, and that is the ability to build and maintain our own stores and shops and other businesses, and to profit together. So we'll be talking about Ujima, and that is cooperative economics. And today, because of Kwanzaa, we are going to incorporate that in our topic, and that is restoring peace to Nina Simone. This is a celebration, ladies and gentlemen. This is December the 29th, and we've hollowed out this date for Nina Simone's Day. And as you know, last year, December the 29th, we hollowed out the holiday for Nina Simone. People all over the world should be celebrating and acknowledging restoring peace to Nina Simone. And we will be talking about that young lady and the great things she'd done in the community as a civil rights activist, as also a singer and an artist who strived to make a difference, talking right along with everyone else who would like to call in. And that number for calling in is 646-778-0270. And I would like to say that, for the record, that you can call in at any time and make your statements known. We're going to be talking about how to restore peace to Nina Simone and some of the great things she has done and how we can continue to make this thing a living, live holiday on the 29th. There's music all over the world that's being played by Nina Simone's orator. Now that she is over, her music is over 75 years old in certain categories, that is royalty free. And there are people that are reproducing her music all over the world. We don't want to forget about the great things that Nina Simone did in the movement. That's right. She was out there with Dr. Martin Luther King on the front line with her activist songs and her famous songs that she sung to make a difference in the movement, along with James Brown, as well as Aretha Franklin. These were our movers and shakers. When Dr. Martin Luther King was shot, they brought James Brown in, when he was asked to settle the people. Now that James Brown is gone and Nina Simone is gone, we're going to hollow out some space for these people because they were on the front line to help calm the people down during this terrible act of a scholar and a hero being shot down, Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that I am first for our culture and our heritage. I am for everyone else, but I'm first for our culture and our heritage. And you must remember, as I brought you the understanding that Buddhism is something that black people have to look at because it is our culture, and it came from Shakyamuni, who created Buddhism. And we have to remember that that is our heritage. And if we are going to start to take our heritage back, we've got to know our history. And some people don't realize it's not just Japanese orientated through the Sanskrit. It is our stuff through Shakyamuni. So we have to be able to understand that that foundation belonged to us as Africans. And Nina Simone wanted to take back her music that belonged to her that was stolen. And some of you may have followed the story, but Nina Simone was very upset before she left this plane because someone had stolen her music and had taken her music, and she was aiming to get it back. We can help her get it back. We can settle the score by talking about her music and her life career. Now, join me as I take a station identification, and I'll bring you right back into the atmosphere. Hold tight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right into December the 29th, UGEMA, Cooperative Economics, to build and to maintain our own stores and shops and other businesses and to profit together. And what exactly does that mean, to profit together? That means that we are going to make sure that we allocate our businesses throughout the community. And one of the businesses I'm going to speak to you on is looking at how to reconnect yourself to the Buddhist community and create for yourself through a collective community, cooperative community. Now, I would like to say that we have been making a lot of strive, and we have been $1 billion purchasing commodity for other people, but we have not learned how to cooperatively make it work for our own community and to prosper with our own brothers and sisters. And that's one of the things I believe that Nina Simone would have wanted us to do, and that is to prosper together as a people. Now, it's not saying that you're being discriminatory and wanting something for yourself. You must first be able to provide for yourself, and then you let that economic shed abroad. But it's very vital that we have to pick ourselves up by the bootstraps because we've fallen lower than a refugee lately. And if you have not noticed it, women are taking the lead in businesses. I'm a big concern. I'm a big concern because we need a plan. We need a plan to strategize to be able to bring our men up alongside us in duality. Not that we want to run the whole show, because we as Africans do things in a duality manner. We do not have a woman operating everything without a man not being there. So that is a wrong concept, number one. It is not African customs for women to run things by themselves. So we must get that concept together and understand that if we are in a position where we're up front and our men are being downtrodden and they're being taken out of the picture, we must have a plan to bring them up to our level. Let's bring them up where they belong. And in looking at this particular holiday, this is Nina Simone's holiday. We're hollowing out a space for her. For those of you who are just joining us, we're hollowing a space out for December the 29th. This has happened before. This is a second annual holiday. This is not anything that's new. We've done this on a basis of acknowledging her day, December 29th. Last year was our first initial date. For those of you who would like to call in and have some input on what you would like to do to hollow out some space for Nina Simone so we can restore peace back to Nina Simone, I would love for you to call in and give us your opinion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to equate you with, once again, our celebration is for restoring peace to Nina Simone. This is also Kwanzaa, December the 29th. We've hollowed out space for her, and we're acknowledging UGEMA, Cooperative Economic, to build and maintain and to restore our stores, our shops, our business entities, and to profit together. How do we profit together financially? We build together by offering each other assistance and a hand up, not a hand out. It's very vital that we should understand in restoring peace to Nina Simone, her music now can be sung all over without royalties. That's right. Her music is royalty-free in some categories that are older than 70 years old. That's those music verses and lyrics can be altered because it is royalty-free. Nina Simone's daughter has been working very hard and striving to build a legacy for her mother. I don't know how many of you listen to Nina Simone's music, how many of you actually have gone to Nina Simone's concerts, but Nina Simone is she's an icon, ladies and gentlemen, and she was a classical piano player. She played her music in a classical manner. She never viewed herself as a solo artist, but as a classical piano player, she knew where she stood in society. It's very important that we should take some time out to go out on the internet and read about Nina Simone, listen to some of her music, play some of her albums, acknowledge what she's done for the civil rights movement. That's right. Her only wish was to march with Dr. Martin Luther King again and to be able to support him in the movement. Now, what's the movement? And what was the movement then? I don't know what it is now, but I know what it used to be. The movement was one instrument that was used to change things in our community. When a young boy may have gotten strung up by various different people or entities and was killed or struck down, something happened in a community. The people got together and they went to the church and they talked about making a change. They not only talked about it, they did something about it. The churches represented liberation during those days. The churches represented a change for the community. The churches represent a hero that will vindicate the people and their congregation. I don't know what we're talking about today, but it seems as if we've lost our sting in the churches. Where is your sting? Oh, church, where is your sting? You have not risen up about any of the incidents that have happened in the community. You have not gone down to the courthouse. You have not even laid sand. You have not even gone to the altar to plead on behalf of these dead young men. Where is your sting, church? Where is your sting? Now, I don't want to put all the blame on you, church, but I know we got to do something as a cultural people. We have heritage that we have to stand up and believe in. One of those is putting people back in their proper places, and that's why we're trying to restore Nina Simone back to her proper place. I hope that many of you will sing her songs. Even if you can't sing, go out on YouTube like I have done and sing something about Nina Simone. Sing one of her songs like, I wish I knew how it feels to be free. I wish someone would take these chains off of me. I wish I knew how to soar. Yes, I do. And I sing, and I sing, and I sing, and I sing. Go out and sing some songs about Nina Simone. Sing some of her songs that she has out there, like To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. To be young, gifted, and black. Oh, how I long to see tomorrow. There's a world waiting for you. Get out there, young people, and sing her music. And begin to understand what prompted her to write such lyrics as these. What prompted her to fight on the front line of the civil rights movement to make a change? To make a change. And we all have to understand that a change has to be made. I don't know about you, but Nina Simone did her part. Now it's time for us to do our part. Young people, continue to rap about Nina. I see some of the new songs now taking Nina Simone's songs to be misunderstood and incorporating them in their rap songs, in their music. It's very vital, ladies and gentlemen, that you should understand why it's very necessary. Hold tight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I see that I'm not going to be able to intertwine my music in here. I'm doing the set from an actual different setting, so we won't be able to pull up that music like we wanted to. So I'm going to invite you to call in, if you don't mind picking up that phone and dialing 646-778-0270. Call in and voice your opinion. Let's see if we have a caller on the line out here. All right. Our switchboard is, we have no one in the room right now that hang out and write on the walls. If you do care to come in and put your text on the wall, go right ahead. We're talking about Nina Simone and how to restore peace to Nina Simone. Today is our Kwanzaa Day, and we're celebrating December the 29th. And for those of you who don't know what that is, Kwanzaa is the first fruit where we bring first fruit back to, we dedicate it back to our higher self. And we begin to acknowledge the seven principles, and these seven principles of Kwanzaa was created by Dr. Maya Lung-Karinga, and he created the seven principles of Kwanzaa on December 26th, on Ujamaa, Unity, December 27th, Kujichagulia, Self-Determination, December 28th, Ujima, Collective Work and Responsibility, and December the 29th, is Ujamaa, Cooperative Economics. And that's what we're talking about. How do you get economics? And what do you have to do? You have to incorporate businesses together. You have to have a plan of some sort as to how to have a commodity of a product that you're going to sell or a service that you're going to sell and work together as a cooperative team to market that product and then to bring in your wares and goods and to distribute them and sell them. And then you begin to profit, and you profit together financially. Now, why are so many churches right now profiting off the backs of African Americans Why are so many stores profiting off of African-American and making money off of us? Everyone's making money off of us but us. I don't think Nina would have been happy with that because she was concerned about cooperative economic just like we are. And it's very vital that we learn how to manufacture products and keep our goods and services in our own community and prosper from the funds that we make. It's very vital that you should understand that music is a very prosperous business right now. And those young men and women are not just making money off of selling CDs. They're making money off of live performances, and they are producing themselves 100-fold and traveling all across the geographical map to perform their music. Now, Nina performed her music in a classical way. She was a classical piano player. She sang jazz. She sang folk. Her music was very prolific, and she wrote lyrics that was moving, that was earth-shaking, and that rattled our cages and told us about ourselves when we were low down. She talked about her mama's blues, and she sang about her mama's blues when her mama was low. She talked about Mississippi, when Mississippi was not accepting black people and was killing them off. She talked about how low the city had gotten. She talked about Alabama making her lose her rest. And Arkansas, she talked about Mississippi of all of the states being the worst one. Now, we need to look around ourselves and see, has things changed? Has things gotten any better? Have we made these southerner states be responsible for acknowledging diversity and accepting people of other cultures? Now, I know for a fact that I've been on this air for over 6 years, and I've been talking to you about culture awareness. I've gone from encouraging you to become literate to become culturally literate, too. Why is it so necessary during Kwanzaa for you to become culturally literate and during Black History Month? Those are not the only months that you should be aware that you're black. You should constantly be aware of the fact that you come from a mighty, mighty ancient descendant. And those descendants created this government and created a one unity system and one race of people. But yet we're told we were only slaves and that all the contribution we had was being enslaved. Contrary, my friend, we had a history prior to that as ancient queens and kings. And we need to talk about them. As you notice that Nina dressed in the wares of a queen, like Queen Sheba. She danced like a queen. She knew her heritage, she knew her culture, and she was very, very appreciative of her custom, and she was a very proud woman, and she wore her African garb with dignity. How many of you are still wearing your African garb and who are not ashamed to put your African garb on and to wear your gele and your headdress? Well, Nina wore hers wherever she went. Across the globe, she wrapped her head in a gele African style. She robed herself in African clothing, and she stood proud amongst even the greatest piano players. And she was able to go to Africa to learn the customs and the trades and understand where she stood in her culture and her heritage. Culture and heritage is everything, ladies and gentlemen, not just during Black History Month or not just during Martin Luther King's birthday. We should always be cognizant of the fact that our culture will determine what our religion is, and our culture will help us to understand how we are to act. Now, I've seen some Buddhist people who were black, and they wanted to take on the spirit of a Japanese and display themselves as if they were not African Americans. It's very important that if you're going to practice Buddhist concept that you stay true to your culture. No matter if you are practicing an Easterner's religion, you have to make it applicable to your African culture. then I can't use it if it's not going to allow me to be my African self. Then why would I want to be jaded and transition over into being an Asian when, in fact, I know who I am as an African? That's what I wanted to talk to you about. There are a lot of people coming into consciousness of the Buddha, and they want to accept the Black Buddha, and they want to acknowledge Shakyamuni. And it's okay that they acknowledge him. It's okay that they understand that they are an African practicing in an Easterner's religion. Now, it's very vital that we stay true to ourselves, because collectively we are one people with one mind, one heart, and one aim. And looking at it from that perspective, we would do Nina Simone proud to let her know that we are staying true to our heritage and true to our nation. It's very vital that Nina should be lifted up in these times, and that we should be speaking her name all across the airway. Today is her special day. December 29th, we've hollered out for her. Today is her acknowledgement, Nina Simone's acknowledgement. Today is the day that we holler out for her. We can't go and set the record straight by correcting everything that happened in her life. But those of you who you are, know who you are out there, have you taken anything from Nina Simone or stripped her from anything? Restore her back to peace. Restore Nina Simone back to peace. Acknowledge her. Those of you who can make a difference in what happened to Nina Simone, allow her child to rest easy, knowing that her mother has left a great legacy back here. Knowing that Nina Simone tried to make a difference in the movement, in the march across Selma, in the march with Dr. Martin Luther King, she made a difference. Her legacy will not go unrecognized, because if we bring about a date that we're going to hollow out for Nina, like we've done so far, December 29th, we will not forget about you, Nina. We will call your name as often as we can, and we are trying to bring you back to a state where people will acknowledge that you were a classical piano player, as well as a jazz singer and a folklore and a dancer and all the above. Nina Simone did great things for this country. She opened up doors for a lot of people, and she talked to Langston Hughes about the discrimination that went on against her. And Langston said, Nina, keep on knocking, Nina. Keep on knocking at the door, Nina. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open. And a door was open for Nina. She didn't stop. She didn't get stuck in her tracks. She continued to go forward in what she believed that was righteous. All men and women should be treated equal and given a fair chance. All men and women. Not blacks over whites and not whites over blacks, but all men and women be equally treated. And she worked towards liberation, and she worked towards freedom for all men and women. And her legacy, I don't have to preach it. It's already written down amongst blacks and whites who loved her equally. Now, don't let her legacy be untold. Don't let us forget about her as if she will turn over her grave and never be mentioned. Continue to mention her name and continue to acknowledge her. I want to light a candle today as this particular day of Kwanzaa for Nina Simone. As I light the candle and a silent prayer to yourself, say something to yourself on behalf of a woman that left greatness behind. Do not forget the great work she done. Do not forget the challenges she had up against her. And may you all remember that Nina Simone lives through us, through her music. As we light this candle and we hum a song that she might have sang, and in Everything Must Change, she sang that song so diligently. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. Nothing and no one stays the same. Remember the song she sang, that everything must change. the changes that must come are going to make us a better people. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. Nothing and no one stays the same. There are not many things in life that you can be sure of, except rain turns into sun and hummingbirds do fly. The rich become the poor, the young become the old. A mystery does unfold, for that's the way of time. Nothing and no one stays the same. There are not many things in life that you can be sure of, except rain falls from the sky and hummingbirds will fly. Thank you so very much for going on that journey with me as we walk down memory lane once again to honor Nina Simone on December the 29th, the day that we have hollowed out for her. May her family gather together and acknowledge her and the great things she's done, and may they never forget her great songs that she's left behind as a legacy. We'd like to wish you a happy Kwanzaa. Until we talk again, today is UGEMA, Collective Work and Cooperative Economics, Build for Yourself, Determine Who Your Friends Will Be, and Collectively Profit Together, One Aim and One Destiny. Up your mighty race, you can accomplish what you will. Oh, Dabo and Baba Booey to you, y'all. Have a great evening.